Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Angela Thomas-Smith. I am the director of AALAC. I want to welcome you to our March virtual book tour. We have some amazing authors lined up to share with you throughout the next 14 days. So I want you to please come into the event. Share. We want to feature as many authors as we can throughout the year. So we will be hosting these virtual book tours 2 weeks out of the month. So you have to stay connected with AALAC if you have a desire to be featured on one of the book tours. We also are featuring 5,000 authors on our virtual book tour page for 2018. Our goal is to showcase as many African American authors as possible. So if you know an African American author, please share. We want to showcase them. We want them to post on our page. We want to really highlight them and to really bring them to the forefront. If you're not familiar with AALAC, please visit our page at www.facebook.com/AALAC. And I promise you, you will be connected with some amazing authors. We have some amazing authors that are a part of AALAC. So please visit our page, like, share with as many African-American authors as possible. We will also be hosting live events in different cities throughout the U.S. So please connect with us. We have Tallahassee, Florida coming up in May. We have June. We'll be headed to Long Island, New York. And then we'll be headed out to Denver, Colorado for July. And then we have some surprises coming up towards the end of the year. So please connect with AALAC if you are looking to gain exposure, you're looking to gain education, empowerment, and encouragement to take you to the next level as an author. Please connect. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am Deshauna Barnes. I am your host for the evening. I am the author of The Journey of Life, Truth No Longer Pushed Under the Rug. It is sold on Amazon. It is also sold on my website, which is truelightempc.com. And there's a space where you can order it there. Just want to say, first and foremost, thank you to Ms. Angela for allowing us this opportunity to represent our books and what we do. Truly, it is a blessing and an honor. And I pray you all are having a wonderful evening. Again, I am Deshauna Barnes. I am the author of The Journey of Life, Truth No Longer Pushed Under the Rug. I came up with this title because we often go through trials. We often go through tests. We go through a lot during life. However, many people have been in situations where they have been manipulated, where they have been abused, where they have been threatened not to tell the truth. And That was my case. We don't like to tell the truth, you know. We don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. But at the end of the day, when you live a life being tormented, when you live a life being abused sexually, mentally, sometimes physically, it is, it's hard to tell, you know, especially if something happened to you inappropriately. It's hard to tell people exactly what happened. And so you live a life in fear. You live a life wondering, why did things ever happen? But you're too afraid to tell. And that's why I wrote this particular book. We tend to keep a lot of secrets to try to protect other people. But at the end of the day, while we are living in fear, while we are living in shame and torment and guilt, we tend to push it under the rug so that somebody else can be free, or so that somebody else can enjoy their life, or so we can protect other people while we're miserable, entertaining other relationships, or entertaining the wrong type of attention, or entertaining, you know, all type of, you know, just unhealthy situations. And so that was the reason why I decided to write this book. And this book will bless so many people, especially those who have, you know, identity problems or issues, who battle within themselves. This book describes who I was as a little girl, having five moms by the age of five. This book also describes the different attachments that I ended up having and the different issues I ended up dealing with. And I'm not going to say so much when I was younger, even though there were some signs when I was younger, but later on in life, I had to battle these things, and it was really harder than what I can really describe. And so, stand, you know, for many people. There are a lot of people who wait to tell their story. Just as I posted in AALAC, many people wait until they're adults to tell what happened to them. Or some people don't even tell it at all, and they live their lives in fear. They live their lives, you know, in a lot of unhealthy situations, and they don't understand why, but they're too afraid to tell. So they end up dying or suffering severely with these secrets that they were told not to tell. Now, I wrote this book to stand in the gap, again, to stand in the gap for many people who have been abused, many people who have been misidentified, many people who struggle with their identity, many people who are, you know, fearful of speaking out. And so this is my purpose for writing it, is to speak out on behalf of not just me as a little girl, but those who are vulnerable. Even now, there is approximately, 90% of the children that are victimized or sexually abused, they know the person. And so I want to speak out about that. And I'm praying that this book will hit the nation. I'm praying that this book will travel around the world to break some bondage. Because, you know, you'll see the pain in this book. You'll see the torment. You'll see, you know, just different patterns that, you know, little girl was going through. And I didn't just, like, go through it at a little girl's age, but it just gradually got bigger. It gradually got worse. And so I wrote this book to help people, especially those who are still harboring their secret, those who are still holding on to the pain, the bitterness, the anger, the shame, the relationships, the toxic relationships. That is one issue. Because of sexual abuse, many people engage in toxic relationships. I can say that because it was me. I did. Until I understood who I was, but it took God to step in and to really cause me to do a humongous turnaround and confront the things that I have been through. And it's the ugly truth because it's painful. Anytime we face the truth, it can be very painful. It can be very painful. And so I encourage you to tell somebody to go get this book. I'm telling you, I've got nothing but good reports. I've had about 8 reviews so far via Amazon. I don't have any reviews on Barnes and Noble yet. I also have plenty of word of mouth. I believe this book has been out since March the 1st, and I've sold over 50 books so far. However, I'm looking to sell so much more and also to write even more books, which I have already started on. But I really want to talk about the identity that abused people tend to carry. We tend to hide things. We tend to hide behind a mask. We tend to smile. We tend to, you know, act like we're coping very well, that we can handle things. But internally, if it's not dealt with, it only grows and it gets worse and it gets uglier. And in this life, we cannot pretend. In this life, we have to understand that in order to live a healthy life, we have to confront those issues. We have to confront what's been hindering us. We have to confront what we've been hiding and holding as a secret. And so I just encourage you, you know, to go get this book. This book will bless you. I'm telling you, it will bless you. I have many professors who have already spoken to me about this book already, and they're so proud of, you know, me speaking out. But I don't do it, you know, pridefully. I don't do it just to get, you know, points, kudos or points. I do it because there are a lot of people who are sitting silently, pretending that they're happy, pretending that everything is okay, and yet and still they're crying in the middle of the night, or yet and still they're engaging in different relationships. They can't hold a relationship. They're constantly moving, not really caring about how they treat people. This book will really bring out some stuff. I just have to be real with you. And it may cause someone to cry. It may cause somebody to laugh. It's definitely an easy read. And let me see. Right now, I guess I can ask, is there anyone who has any questions? Let me ask that first. Okay. All right. So no question. All right. So I want to tell you just a little bit about the back of the book, about the book. Let me just say, after being born during a cold, brutal storm, Deshauna didn't know how she could survive or overcome the many obstacles life has offered her. She had 5 mamas by the age of 5. Deshauna reveals her journey of being an orphan and then being adopted. Deshauna reveals how She had been trapped by her damaged emotions, the abuse she encountered, and the roots that caused her to live in fear as she continued on this journey, looking for love and acceptance in all the wrong places. And when I say all the wrong places, I mean all the wrong places. Deshauna had found herself journeying through life, unaware of her true identity. She didn't understand how she could come out of what seemed to be a never-ending cycle of torment, rejection, unhealthy thoughts, low self-esteem, anger, toxic relationships. I'm talking bitterness. I'm talking jealousy. I'm talking just all type of things that really is no good for any person's life. I tried to write this book many years ago, but I was not able to. The reason I was not able to is because I was not healed totally. I wasn't strong enough to confront that person, that little girl who was screaming on the inside of me. I wasn't strong enough to tell her the truth. I wasn't strong enough, you know, to tell people from a healed point of view. I wasn't strong enough. But I thank God for his deliverance. I thank God for his truth. And I thank God for, you know, just healing me. And so, again, that is one reason why I was able to write this book and to write it with confidence and asking God to lead me what to say, how to say it, and asking him to anoint this book. And so many people can write, but sometimes they write from a place of anger, a place of hatred, bitterness, from low self-esteem, insecurities, all type of things. And I even had prophets come to me to tell me, write the book, woman of God, write the book. And I procrastinated and I procrastinated until God really, really dealt with me. And so I had to write the book. I had to write the book. And so I talk about growing up in a dysfunctional family. It is a memoir of truth, guidance, and also faith. I talk about, you know, feeling abandoned and rejected, but also overcoming every obstacle that I was faced with from, you know, little girl, from being that little girl. I want to give you a couple of statistics here. Sexually abused children are at greater risk for psychological, emotional, social, and physical problems, often lasting into childhood or adulthood, excuse me. And 30% of children who are sexually abused are abused by family members. 60% of children who are sexually abused are abused by people the family trusts. 10% or less of children who are sexually abused are abused by a stranger. People who abuse children are normally insecure within themselves. They're manipulators. They lure people and try to con them. But I want to tell you, molestation is real. Child sexual abuse is real. Many people don't talk about it. Our churches don't talk about it. Our communities don't really talk about it. And we have to come to a place. I know it's a hard topic, but at the end of the day, if we want to see healing in our daughters, if we want to see healing in some of our sons, we have to really teach our children about these things, about who can be in their personal space, who's touching them, because there's a good touch and a bad touch. Why are they being isolated? Why are they acting out? We have to teach our children how to recognize you know, these people and teach them that it's okay to tell me if something is wrong. It's okay to tell me. And then we have to rightly identify our body parts. We cannot tell people that you have a pocketbook, because that's what I grew up telling people, that it was a pocketbook. But at the end of the day, that's not right. And so if they were to tell somebody that somebody was messing with their pocketbook, of course they're thinking that it's a purse. But no, they're talking about their private area. And so that is a big problem in, you know, being misunderstood and then mislabeling our body parts. Another thing I would talk about is, you know, being a foster child. Me personally, I had some good points and I also had some bad points. Having five moms by the age of five was very hard. Because one minute they snatch you out of a family, the next minute they're putting you in another family. You develop this, like a vagabond. You just run from one location to the next. And so, like a gypsy, you know. And so that took place, even though it happened when I was young, it also took place when I got older. So sometimes things happen when you're young, but then it also, you don't see the manifestation until later. And so I just want to encourage you to get this book. It will really bless you. If you have issues in relationships, you have issues, you know, in your family, favoritism, abandonment, rejection, shame, guilt, loneliness, isolation. I mean, all these signs are, you know, stemming from abuse, lack of trust. There's so much that we don't really talk about. Sometimes we don't recognize it until we're older. And sometimes we don't understand why we did that. Why did we, you know, do this? Why did we do that? And I just want to say this. Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody has a story to tell. And we ought to have support from one another so we could tell these stories to help other people get free. I encourage everybody to tell their story, because we never know who needs to hear that. And my last point before I close, I was able to go to Africa in 2016 to preach. I am a minister. I was able to go and preach. And one thing that I saw there was a lot of women who have been raped, a lot of women who have been verbally abused, you know, just ran over like a welcome mat. And so I could identify. And so I wanted to tell you, the reason I bring this up is because it doesn't matter what part of the world we are in, but having been delivered from that, having, you know, your story touch somebody else's life, they can really understand that they, because you've been through it, that they can trust you, because they can't really trust people who've never been through it. So I may be a pastor to, you know, the abused or the fatherless, because I have, you know, I have children as well. And so I'm a single parent, but they identify, you know, the same things, but they cannot identify what the leader has not been through or what the messenger has not been through. It's hard to make that connection. It's hard to get delivered. It's hard to, you know, get the whole truth when people haven't been through what you've gone through or whatever your story is. So I just encourage everybody. It's not just about my story, but it's about everybody's story. It needs to be told. And that even through this book, I'll say, you know, hey, tell your story. If you see this story is blessing you, it's your turn. Tell your story. Because somebody needs to hear it. Somebody needs freedom. Somebody needs to be delivered from this bondage that a lot of us have been in. and I only speak for myself, but I see a lot. And so that is just my encouragement, and I pray that you all will, you know, share this message with someone who has been molested, who has been in foster care, who has been adopted, who deals with insecurities within themselves. I mean, this book touches on a lot of things, and it's an easy read, and it's so engaging. I'm telling you, just about everybody who got the book said, I can't put it down, and literally read it in less than 2-3 hours. So I just want to let you all know that I am reachable on YouTube as Messenger Deshauna, on Periscope as Messenger Deshauna. Also, I have a website, which is truelightempc.com. And I'm also on Facebook at Deshauna B. All right. So is there any question? Any question? Okay. Well, it looks like I got 3 more minutes. So I'll tell you, I'm also on Instagram at Deshauna One. And I'm also on Twitter. And that's twitter.com/DeshaunaDB. And so I hope you all enjoyed this broadcast. I'm always on Facebook. I do Facebook Live. So I think my Facebook friends are full. So if you want, you can follow me. I'm always speaking some encouraging words. I am a minister. I am also a single parent, and I also go to school at Beulah Heights University, which is in Atlanta, Georgia. And so I am also a mentor, and I also have a prayer line every first and third Sunday to pray over the youth. And so if you want to get in contact with me, please do. And I pray this message has blessed you. My time is up. You all have a blessed day. Blessings.